truce talks broke down today in the Iraqi city of Najaf. Iraq's national security advisor said the interim government couldn't reach a deal with the rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Sadr's militiamen are holed up in the Imam Ali Mosque and nearby cemetery. Yesterday, U.S. forces halted their offensive on the militiamen, known as the Mahdi Army. NPR's Ivan Watson is at a U.S. base in Najaf and joins me. Ivan, what has happened with the ceasefire talks?
Well, after about 3 days, actually, of negotiations, the leader of that delegation, the National Security Advisor, simply announced here in Najaf that the talks had failed, and then he said that the government would resume military operations here to reestablish law and order in Najaf. Now, spokesmen for Muqtada al-Sadr have already denounced this. They've blamed the collapse in the negotiations on Iraq's Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, and they have denounced his legitimacy. They have questioned the legitimacy of his government. Actually, Sadr gave a televised interview to the Arabic television news channel Al Jazeera, and he said that this government was illegitimate because it was appointed by the U.S. occupation.
So are you seeing signs there that fighting could resume soon?
Actually, the U.S. military was really ready to go in tonight, Jennifer. It was described as the largest operation the soldiers and Marines here had seen since this confrontation began last week. Tanks, Bradley fighting vehicles, trucks loaded with troops, and abruptly this was called off. A Marine commander says that's because Prime Minister Alawi decided that there has to be an Iraqi solution to this problem, and that the costs of fighting in an urban environment simply would be too high both for the U.S. military and for the Iraqi interim government. The reports are that Alawi will be sending in his own Iraqi government forces, but there are some questions about whether they are trained enough or have the willpower to fight Muqtada al-Sadr's forces. Just about a half hour's drive from here in Hilla, Muqtada al-Sadr's men overran an entire company of an Iraqi National Guardsmen, a force of 200 troops, and took their weapons in a day of clashes.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from a U.S. military base in Najaf. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Jennifer.